So for the next few minutes, let's think about a special relationship, shall we? What does that mean? In March of 1946, in the warm aftermath of, at least on the part of the U.S. and the Allies, in the conclusion of World War II, Winston Churchill said this in Fulton, Missouri, in a speech where he also coined the phrase the Iron Curtain, which became a theme of the Cold War. He said this: "The Fraternal Association of the English-speaking peoples is a special relationship between the British Commonwealth and Empire and the United States." Well, the United States and the British Commonwealth and the U.K. had a special relationship before Winston Churchill said that, and they've certainly had a special relationship continuing till actually April of last year.
The special relationship between the United States and Great Britain is not just important to me, it's important to the American people.
But is it important to the people in the UK? A senior British parliamentary committee says it's actually wrong to speak of the, quote, special relationship between London and Washington. And Britons all over the UK are discussing possibly dispensing with it altogether. Michael Goldfarb joins us, GlobalPost.com reporter in London. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, John.
First of all, how much is this in the zeitgeist over there in London?
Well, I think it's indicative of a very important change, which is, for a long time, this idea of a special relationship has been much more a thing on this side of the Atlantic than on the American side of the Atlantic. And I frequently get called into the BBC to talk about the special relationship and whether it means anything in Washington. It really doesn't. But what's happening now is we're coming into an election season, and British foreign policy is going to be scrutinized in the election coming up, and the special relationship has actually hampered what a goodly number of people, both in the think tanks, in Parliament, and in the academy, see as too much of a tilt towards America,
right,
in terms of policy making in Britain, and that in the last decade in particular, where Britain has been the main European power to join up with the U.S. in
right,
Iraq and Afghanistan, for example, this might actually be, you know, not necessarily the best way forward into the future for a country whose, you know, primary trading partners are in the European Union,
Sure.
So maybe we should redirect this idea.
Well, in a nation with a reputation for independent action, I mean, if the special relationship has become being subservient to the United States, it sort of belies the real historical relationship between the U.S. and Britain, where Britain actually took New York from the Dutch, I believe. The U.S. sort of threw off the king in the Revolution, right? The Brits burned the White House there in 1812. I mean, it's a pretty special relationship if you think broadly.
Entwined like a squabbling family. I mean, you know, one of the interesting things about this special relationship, such as it is that there are remarkable points of contact even still. I mean, there's a magazine out called Nylon. Maybe you've seen it in New York. Stands for New York, London. You know, and the world's, you know, the financial crisis didn't just happen on Wall Street. It happened in the city of London. And when Lehman Brothers went bust, it went bust in both countries.
Right.
You know, there are tremendous points of contact. I mean,
so no matter what happens politically,
the most important soft power America has is the English language, which is still the dominant language of world commerce and world science and so on and so forth.
And nothing about that can change, regardless of how unspecial the relationship becomes. Michael Goldfarb, thanks so much. GlobalPost.com reporter in London.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.